The Nuclear Jitters of the Post-World War II Era. That's our focus on this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. I'm King David McKenzie.
There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He'd duck and cover, duck and cover. He'd hide his head and tail and four little feet. He'd duck and cover. He hid beneath his little shell until the coast was clear. Then one by one his head and tail and legs would reappear. By acting calm and cool he proved he was a hero too. For finding safety is the bravest, wisest thing to do. And now his little friends are just like Bert, and every turtle is very alert. When danger threatens them, they never get hurt. They know just what to do. They duck and cover, duck and cover. They hide their heads and tails and four little feet. They duck and cover. He hid beneath his little shell until the coast was clear. Then one by one his head and tail and legs would reappear. By acting calm and cool he proved he was a hero too. For finding safety is the bravest, wisest thing to do. And now his little friends are just like Bert, and every turtle is very alert. When danger threatens them, they never get hurt. They know just what to do. They duck and cover, duck and cover. They hide their heads and tails and four little feet. They duck and cover. They duck, 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 duck and cover.
Popular Chicago radio entertainer Dick Two-Ton Baker with his recording of Bert the Turtle, the Duck and Cover song. That, with a little additional instructive narration, was the main audio portion of a short animated film distributed to schools throughout the United States beginning in 1951 as the cornerstone for the Department of Civil Defense's public awareness campaign. In subsequent years, the film became a cult classic of sorts in much the same manner as Reefer Madness and Hemp for Victory, government-funded propaganda films that seem bizarre to modern sensibilities. Duck and Cover was eventually considered so historically important that the Library of Congress placed it into the National Film Registry in 2004, guaranteeing its preservation for, well, as many years go by without the hypothetical events depicted in it actually happening. Another part of the Civil Defense Program was the CONELRAD system, in which two radio frequencies, 640 kHz and 1240 kHz, in the AM or medium wave band, were designated to be used for operation of special transmitters across the United States to transmit information to the public at large during a nuclear attack by a hostile military power, usually expected to be either the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics or the People's Republic of China. Many public service announcements were distributed by civil defense authorities, often delivered by movie stars or popular musicians for broadcast over radio stations. One that was produced but never broadcast had the voice of the most popular figure in American broadcasting in the early 1950s, Arthur Godfrey, announcing that the United States was indeed under nuclear attack, all possible measures were being taken by the government to defend the nation, and most importantly, we would survive the attack. No copy of this recording is known to exist today, but Dr. Frank Stanton, Godfrey's friend and boss as president of the Columbia Broadcasting System and the last surviving member of President Dwight Eisenhower's civilian emergency organization, known as the Eisenhower 10, confirmed in 2004 that the recording was indeed made and distributed to Connell Ranch stations. Following is a collection of other spots used on standard radio stations as civil defense propaganda throughout the 1950s and 1960s.
This is Groucho Marx. A few days ago, I was talking with the Director of Civil Defense, and he told me some things that I feel everyone should know. That's why I'm speaking to you now. Did you know, for example, that your chances of surviving an atom bomb attack are excellent? It's true, but there's a big if. You must do everything possible now to help yourself and your family. Nobody else will help you. Listen, because this is important. Keep a complete first aid kit handy. Keep a closed container of drinking water in your refrigerator, enough for 3 days. Be sure you have a good fire extinguisher. Take a look around your house right now and pick out the safest spot, away from windows and doors. Make sure that every member of your family understands he is to rush to that safe spot when there's danger. I'm convinced that these precautions are necessary right now, and I hope I can convince you. They're important to your family, yourself, and your community.
Will you take the step?
Hi, Dad. Want some help washing the car?
What? Well, sure. Tom, you want something?
Nothing, Pop. Mind if I put some civil defense stickers in here?
Stickers? What for?
Oh, see, Pop? Put them on the radio dial. At 640 and 1240. That's Connell Rad.
Four wheels to survival. That's your car in a civil defense emergency. It will help you move away from danger.
If it's in good mechanical condition, tires properly inflated, battery in tip-top shape, and your gas tank more than half full.
Mark your car radio at 640 and 1240 for official information.
Another sticker at the half-full mark will help remind you to keep plenty of gasoline in the tank.
Know the six steps to survival. Make this year your family's year for civil defense. You take the first step.
Civil defense, an American tradition.
Civil defense is common sense. This is Pat Boone. In case of enemy attack, you must know your warning signals. A steady blast of 3 to 5 minutes means tune your radio dial to 640 or 1240. A 3-minute wavering tone or a series of short blasts, take cover immediately.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. When a nuclear bomb or missile explodes near the ground, great quantities of earth and debris are sucked up into the fireball and carried by the prevailing winds before falling back to earth. This material is radioactive fallout. The particles look like grains of salt or sand. Fallout gives off invisible gamma rays like X-rays, and heavy exposure to it can cause serious radiation sickness, even death. If a person receives a small or medium dose of radiation, his body will repair itself and he will get well. Usually, the effects of radiation from fallout are more severe in very young and very old persons and those not in good health. Radiation sickness is not contagious. The most dangerous period is the first 24 hours after fallout arrives, but you might have to use fallout shelter up to 2 weeks. For further information about fallout and how you can protect yourself against it, consult your local civil defense office.
How much time do we have? Minutes, days, months, years? We don't know. But this we do know. Civil defense is everybody's business. It's a big job getting civil defense organized to operate efficiently. But then atomic attack is disaster on a big scale. We can and must get the job done if we are to survive. Just imagine, if only one atom bomb were to be dropped on an American city, say it's your city, thousands of persons would be killed instantly. Many would be trapped or buried in wreckage. Streets would be blocked by rubble. Great fires would start, dozens of fires in a matter of minutes in many places at once. Then, too, a large part of the city's food supply might be knocked out. The water supply might be cut off. Normal communications might stop. Certainly, transportation would. How much time do we have to prepare? We don't know. But this we do know. Civil defense is everybody's business. It's your business.
Civil defense is common sense. This is Boris Karloff. No one can guarantee the survival of every home during a nuclear war, but a strong civil defense can save millions of lives. make sure that yours is one of them. Learn how to protect your home. Call Civil Defense today.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. Wherever you go, whatever you do, it's always wise to keep an eye open for the black and yellow public fallout shelter signs. Each one marks a place that's been thoroughly checked for proper shielding against radioactive fallout, and in many cases, already stocked with emergency food rations, water, and basic survival equipment. Knowing where the nearest one is could save you crucial minutes in time of emergency. If your local government has instructed you to go to a specific public shelter in event of nuclear attack, find out exactly where it's located and the best way to reach it promptly. Check on whether there's a shelter in or near your child's school, and if not, find out what other actions would be taken by the school authorities to protect him in emergency. In short, take time now to make a family emergency plan, and then make sure every member of your family knows it.
Yellow and black and rectangular.
Rectangular, yes. And what else?
Well, Doctor, it has kind of wedge shapes inside.
Yellow, black, and with wedge shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere. Everywhere, do you hear me? Yeah,
well, there, Mrs. Edwards. Just lie back on the couch.
What does it mean? Am I losing my mind?
Mrs. Edwards, my professional diagnosis is quite simple.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
What you have been seeing everywhere you look are those yellow and black signs installed by Civil Defense.
Oh.
They're the yellow and black signs used to indicate a fallout shelter in buildings.
Uh-huh, yes.
Every building that displays that yellow and black sign has an approved shelter, many stocked with supplies.
So you see these signs too, Dr. Black?
Why, sure, Mrs. Edwards.
Oh, well, I feel better already.
Civil Defense is common sense. This is Howard Duff with this reminder. 640 and 1240. These are the Conelrad frequencies during a national emergency. 640 and 1240 on your regular radio will be your only official means of receiving vital information. Remember, 640 and 1240.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. If you receive warning of an enemy attack, get to the nearest fallout shelter promptly. But if you're caught in the open and there's a brilliant nuclear flash in the distance, take cover immediately. Even miles away, you may be exposed within seconds to a searing heat wave from the explosion, followed by a blast wave and flying debris. Get into the nearest building immediately or into a ditch or culvert, beneath a parked car, behind a tree or a wall, anything solid that will give you some measure of protection. Curl up in a ball and cover your head with your arms. Stay there until heat and blast waves have passed. Then go to the nearest fallout shelter before radioactive fallout starts drifting down. If there's no fallout shelter within range, go to the nearest large building and take shelter in the basement or one of the inner hallways. Know in advance what to do in any emergency situation. Find out from your local civil defense office.
How much time do we have? Minutes, days, months, years? We don't know. But this we do know. Civil defense is everybody's business. It's your business. Recently, Millard Caldwell, Administrator, Federal Civil Defense Administration, said, "Our danger at home is fixed and constant. Right at this moment, every major city in the United States is within reach of Russian bombers. We know that Russia has atomic bombs. We know that Russia has the facilities to wage biological warfare. We know that Russia is supplied with all the modern war gases. So long as these things are true, and every one of them is true, Fortress Main Street must be on the alert day and night. Civil defense is a national insurance policy. How much time do we have to prepare? We don't know. But this we do know. Civil defense is everybody's business. It's your business."
Civil defense is common sense. This is Connie Francis. How well stocked is your kitchen? Government officials advise every family to stock a 2-week emergency food and water supply in case of nuclear attack. Be prepared today for survival tomorrow.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. There's one easy, sensible thing your family should do to prepare for a possible time of emergency. Set aside a few simple, basic supplies you'll need to take to the public fallout shelter.
supplies to help keep you and your family alive and well in event of enemy attack. For instance, any special medicines or diet foods required by members of the family, insulin, heart tablets, baby food, and other infant supplies, blankets, a battery-powered radio, a flashlight, extra batteries. And if the nearest public shelter hasn't been stocked yet with emergency rations and supplies, you'll need to take as much food and water as you can carry. Emergency supplies are needed for a private home shelter, too. Lay in enough food, canned or packaged, and preferably pre-cooked, for 2 weeks, plus enough drinking water in tightly kept containers or jars to give each person at least a quart a day or more. For help in making up a list of needed supplies, consult your local Civil Defense office.
Civil Defense is common sense. This is Joni James. After nuclear attack, while radioactive fallout will be a potential threat to every living thing. You can't hear or smell or taste fallout. Often you can't see it, so you must take shelter and stay there until told it's safe to leave.
Gonzalez, Gonzalez, I think I have it. I hear something.
Pedro, are you getting through?
Yes, yes, at last.
From Mars? You're really in radio contact with the Mars?
Yes, Gonzalez, it's Mars. This message is man's first communication with the planet Mars.
Pedro, what do they say?
This is phenomenal, positively amazing. Here they are, listen.
Do you know what to do in case of a civil defense emergency? You must know these two numbers, 640 and 1240. They may save your life. Mark these numbers, 640 and 1240, on your standard radio dial now. These are your Conelrad frequencies, your only way of getting life-saving civil defense instructions and information during an enemy attack. Only on radio, only at 640 or 1240 on your radio will you hear the Conelrad broadcasts. Be sure you have a battery radio in your home should electric power be knocked out. Also, make certain your car radio is in working order. Remember, in a civil defense emergency, tune to
640 1240 Conelrad. 640 1240 Conelrad.
Listen and learn through civil defense. This is Johnny Cash. I'd like all of you to remember that America can withstand enemy attack if we support the emergency plans of our community and learn to help ourselves. Make sure you're prepared. Contact your local civil defense office today.
For the past 15 minutes, you've been listening to Stars for Defense, a transcribed program devoted to the American tradition, civil defense. Presented weekly by this station as a public service in cooperation with the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Today, our star was Bing Crosby, to whom we say thanks for his usual outstanding performance. Bing, how about a few parting words?
Certainly, Ken. Sure thing. I'd just like to add a word or two to the advice given you a few minutes ago by Director Hoig. To be ready for emergency action, make sure that your car is in tip-top mechanical condition. Keep your gas tank at least half full at all times, and see that your tires are in good condition, too. Bye for now.
Thanks, Bing, and our thanks, too, to Buddy Cole and the boys. This is Ken Carpenter saying so long and inviting you to listen in next week for another great star and another fine orchestra on Stars for Defense.
That last item was actually the end portion of a broadcast in the radio series titled Stars for Defense, which was distributed and broadcast throughout the United States in the 1950s and 1960s. What follows is a full program in the series intended for broadcast the week of June 16, 1961, and featuring composer and band leader Jose Melis, who at the time of this broadcast had been the musical director of the Jack Parr Tonight Show, and later a concert tour accompanist for Mel Torme and, very briefly, Frank Sinatra.
Hello, everybody. This is Jose Melis. For the next 15 minutes, we have some music for you and some very important advice. So stand by, America. Here is your Stars for Defense.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your Stars for Defense, with Ray Block and his orchestra, yours truly, Jay Jackson, and today starring Jose Melis. Stars for Defense is presented by this station every week as a public service in cooperation with the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization to acquaint you with the steps you can take to provide safety for yourself, your family, and your neighbors. Later in today's program, we'll be talking to another distinguished guest from the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Please stay tuned for some vital information important to every American family. Today, ladies and gentlemen, one of America's most popular musical artists pays his first visit to Stars for Defense. At the piano now, here is TV and recording star Jose Melis. From his new album, Melis on Broadway, Jose Melis, and From This Moment On. Thank you, Jose, or should I say gracias?
Jay, I think I've been in this country long enough to accept as thank you and not a gracias. As a matter of fact, very few people even notice that I have a slight trace of an accent.
Hardly any at all, Jose, hardly any at all.
Well, at least when I play the piano.
Which is exactly what we have in mind right now, so let's put the accent on music.
All right, Jay. Here is one of my own compositions, June Concerto.
Thank you.
Thanks once again, Jose Melis. Now, I'd like to introduce Mr. Jack Green of the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Mr. Green, your research activities include physical and medical sciences, engineering, and social sciences. Can you tell us about any recent developments in one of those fields?
Yes. During the past year or so, we have concentrated on the problem of improving ways and means of making the individual more self-sufficient in the event of enemy attack. By this time, most everyone knows that shelter is the only thing that provides a good chance of survival. But even with a fallout shelter, one needs to know when to enter and how long to stay. In this respect, I can report two significant research developments. Our studies have shown almost beyond question that highly dangerous fallout levels will not occur unless quantities of fallout are produced which can be readily seen by the naked eye. This could be seen as a dust cloud when the fallout is coming down, or as a layer of dust-like material after it has settled to the ground. This then provides a positive indication when to take shelter. You can't look at the fallout, though, and tell how dangerous it is, and thus how long to stay in the shelter. Special instruments are needed. We have developed such instruments, simple, rugged, and reliable, with which the individual can measure this hazard. One set of instruments meeting OCDM requirements is now commercially available at a price of about $20. It's being offered by the Bendix Corporation, Cincinnati, Ohio. These are just two of the developments that have come from our research programs intended to give the people a better chance of surviving an enemy attack.
Thank you, Mr. Green. If you have a question on civil defense, OCDM wants to hear from you. At the close of today's program, we'll give you details. Coming up now on today's program, our own Stars for Defense maestro, Ray Block.
I believe the boys have a number up called I Believe, but it's not the I Believe that you believe is the one.
Thanks, Ray. Well, Jose, I guess many of our listeners have heard your fine recordings.
Well, I certainly hope so, Jay.
And many have enjoyed your concert work.
I certainly hope so.
But I imagine everyone knows you best as soloist and conductor on TV's Jack Parr Show.
Yes, Jay, and doing Jack's show does take up a good part of my time, but I always enjoy the other appearances and my writing.
Well, we'd certainly enjoy hearing another Melis original right now.
All right, this one is called Blue Guitar. Thank you.
past 15 minutes, you've been listening to Stars for Defense, a transcribed feature presented as a public service by this station every week in cooperation with the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Today, our star was Jose Melis, to whom we extend our sincere thanks for a fine performance. Civil defense research proves our best defense against radiation is knowledge. Learn the facts about fallout and take the necessary precautions. If any of you in our audience would like a question on civil defense answered by the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization, simply address your letter to Radio OCDM, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, this is Jay Jackson inviting you to join us next week for some more good music by Ray Block and his orchestra and another famous star on Stars for Defense.
Jose Melis, on a 1961 program of the series Stars for Defense. One of the first music forms to touch upon nuclear worries had been, fittingly, the blues. In a moment, we'll be hearing a cut from Homer Harris with Muddy Waters, Atomic Bomb Blues. But first, here is an item from a singer whose very stage name reminded people of the hydrogen bomb, H-Bomb Ferguson, with Rock H-Bomb Rock.
Rock H-Bomb.
One more time.
Rock,
gonna rock you out your mind.
Rock,
every
H-Bomb,
single
rock
day.
Rock,
all my
H-Bomb
baby want to see his daddy.
Rock, H-Bomb,
get this kid rocking, baby.
Rock H-Bomb Rock.
While we rock,
rock
in the morning,
H-Bomb,
rock in the night, rock,
rock
every day, night and night. It's all right. She's
rock,
my baby.
H-Bomb, rock.
Well, I love
rock,
my baby.
Rock.
Tell me, tell
rock,
me.
H-Bomb,
do
rock
you feel the
rock? H-Bomb, rock.
I said rock, rock and rock. Rock, baby, rock. Rock, baby, rock. Rock, baby, rock. Tell me, do you feel that rocking thing? Well, let's rock.
I was behind the rising sun. rising sun. I told her, don't be uneasy, because I'm behind that atomic bomb. Nation after nation was here in Furry Way. Nation after nation was here in Furry Way. Well, they soon got the news, and there where they would stay. You know they let down and cry over East Japan. You know they let down and cry, and poor Tojo had to find a place to hide.
Homer Harris with Muddy Waters, and before that, H-Bomb Ferguson. The game of nuclear brinksmanship that was played between the United States and the Soviet Union during the so-called Cold War eventually became a source of dark humor for many as time went on, and this was often reflected in novelty records of the era. Here are four of them. In order of their appearance, they are Old Man Adam, by the Western music group The Sons of the Pioneers. Watch World War III on pay TV by the Crown City Four. Love That Bomb by Dr. Strangelove and The Fallouts, obviously inspired by the 1964 movie Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. And Mr. Khrushchev by Bo Diddley, about Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
I'm going to preach y'all a sermon about Old Man Adam. That's me. I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Adam. I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve elated. I mean the thing that science liberated, the thing that Einstein says he's scared of. And when Einstein's scared, brother, you'd better be scared. If you're scared of the atom, here's what you gotta do. You gotta gather all the people in the world with you, cause if you don't get together and do it, well, first thing you know, I'm gonna blow this world plumb too.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
Now, life used to be such a simple joy. My cyclotron was just a super toy, and folks got born, they'd work and marry, and Adam was a word in the dictionary, and then it happened. The science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime, and before they knew it, the thing was done, and they'd hitched up the power of the God-earned sun and put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms while the diplomats were splitting hairs.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
But the atoms here, in spite of hysteria, it flourishes in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're a black, white, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that's the question. The answer to it all ain't military datum, like who gets there firstest with the mostest atoms. No, the people of the world must decide their fate. They gotta get together or disintegrate. I hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
Yes, it's up to the people, cause the atoms don't care. You can't fence me in, I'm just like air. I don't give a hoot about any politics or who got what into whichever fix. All I want to do is sit around and have my nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Now, the moral is this, just as plain as day, that old man Adam is here to stay. I'm going to stick around, and that's for true. But, ah, my dearly beloved, are you? So listen, folks, here is my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. TV screens,
spinning blonde to smithereens.
Watch World War III on pay TV.
If you want to keep the kids at home, they'll be glued to their sets, watching rockets and jets,
blowing up schools and factories, putting an end to the birds and bees. It's worth every penny to tune in and see.
Bum, bum, bum.
Who wins the Emmy at the ruins of the Academy? Watch World War III on pay TV.
Close-ups on the screen.
By the face, you know.
Isn't this better than Bishop Sheen?
Better than the Late Late Show?
Watching the boys from your hometown.
Fighting whoever they are.
Watching the cities falling down.
It's greater than Jack Barr. They're out setting up the cameras now. Though they don't know just where, still they've got to prepare. Murrow's there to do his part. Your fear, zooming in with a zoom our lens, watching while the whole world ends. It's worth every penny to tune in and see.
Bum, bum, bum.
Who wins the Emmy at the ruins of the Academy? Watch World War III on KTV before your television melts away. Before your television melts away.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Sierra.
The burst of joy from World War II.
This'll keep you laughing your whole life through.
Strange love,
I got a strange love for that bomb. Love that bomb. What a sweet sensation.
Just push the little button for complete annihilation.
Love that bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a strange love for that bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
I can hardly wait till World War's free. Here's the way we think it's gonna be.
I wanna go to the army.
The Sons of the Pioneers, The Crown City Four, Dr. Strangelove and the Fallouts, and Bo Diddley, all taking humorous aim at the nuclear jitters of the 50s and 60s. That concludes this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. This program was an independent production by Doll Chew Radio Creations, copyright 2006. Produced in the studios of WLSU La Crosse, an affiliate of Wisconsin Public Radio on the La Crosse campus of the University of Wisconsin. I'm King David McKenzie. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll join us again at the same time next week. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space.